Welcome to the Amazing Race. Ha ha!
Hello, Jack.
That's my singing.
That's your ha ha! You sound like Burt Reynolds. Anyway.
There we go. Okay, so we had the second leg of the Amazing Race, yes. And they're tired. There's no break. They're in the heat.
Yeah, you thought that they slept and then went, but yeah. I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either.
I think they went. I think maybe they gathered their thoughts or whatever they had to do, maybe rest for a bit.
Yeah.
And then I think they went.
Yeah, I believe you are correct.
Oh, I am what?
You are. And so they're starting in. They're still in Puerto Vallarta.
Puerto Vallarta.
And they got to find Iguana Bridge, which seemed to be kind of tough for some people.
Yes, very tough. Like, it wasn't just some, every single person had a tough time finding that bridge.
Yeah, they
and,
did.
And that one map that they got that was free.
Well, I did find it, that was Derek and Shalisa.
Yes.
They get the free map, and the guy's like going, I think he wanted to sell him something.
Oh!
Either that or he was talking to him, trying to explain where something was, because he was still talking. And they go, okay, thank you. And they went on their way.
Oh.
Now, I don't think they're purposely trying to be rude. I think they were just in a race.
Like he was given the free map, and then in exchange, maybe they would get something else.
Yeah. You know, you're trying to sell things. You're trying to make some money.
Right,
but if you see his face, you go back and look at his face, it's like, he just had that look on his face like,
oh, maybe he saw the camera that's following them.
Nah, maybe. I don't know. But he definitely wanted it to, he was still talking.
Huh. Interesting.
But anyway, it's okay.
All right.
It's okay. Rod and Letitia find the bridge first. And there's two challenges. You got to do the balloon challenge, which seemed to be pretty simple.
Yeah, I don't know why anybody picked the other
one. For a physical challenge, it wasn't really that physical.
No.
I mean, as hot as it was.
Yeah, it was a lot of walking.
But still. And then the other one is you had to correct the colors, right?
Right. Across the string of different flags.
Which looked to me like, when you're tired. And we say this a lot on the show about the Amazing Race. If you're tired, the last thing you want to do is a thinking challenge.
Yes.
In my opinion, you just got to go and okay, I'm gonna suck it up. I'm gonna do the physical challenge.
Right.
I'm not gonna have to use because how many people switched? At least four teams switched.
You're right.
And only one team completed it was the firefighters, and
correct.
They stayed there the whole time.
The whole time. And I think, and I believe that people go into this. Trying to get into shape. I don't think they go in without working out or figuring things out. I think they go in, whatever they do on the before they hit the Amazing Race, you know, working out, you know, setting mat, whatever they do.
Yeah.
But I still don't think it ever prepares you because you don't know what the elements are.
No, you don't know where you're going.
And where you're going, at the elements of the country you're in, the different, like, walking up and down. I mean, you can't with that.
And if you're not used to humidity.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we live in North Carolina now, and we went from San Diego to North Carolina, and the humidity, it can.
Especially as you get older, too.
When I didn't used to bother me when we first moved here.
No, I used to go out and mow the lawn at, like, 90 degrees.
And I'd work in the lawn, but now it's like, oh, it's too hot.
Yeah.
I can't do it because I'm older.
Exactly.
I just can't do it. I'm out of shape.
You're okay. It's all right, little buddy.
It's all right. But, you know, it's like when we went to Switzerland and we're up in the Alps.
Yes.
And I said, I'm going to run to the top real quick.
Yes, you did.
And I've told this story before, but I ran, like, about 100 feet, and I'm like, I couldn't breathe.
Right, because of the altitude.
And so... Like you're saying, you're making a great point.
Right. I think everybody comes in with great intentions and the best of shape that they're capable of being in. But the elements change everything.
Yeah, you look at a guy like Rod, who was
an NFL player, right?
It doesn't look like he has any body fat at all.
No.
He's not struggling right now.
But I think he will.
There could be something where he's, like you said, if they go to Switzerland and the Alps or something like that.
You
have to kind of pace yourself and, you know, kind of, you know, you, like you're saying, you had to kind of be smart with the challenges you're doing.
Right.
But, you know, a balloon challenge, I guess, it just seemed like nobody's here at the color correction thing. We got
to
leave.
But I could see if you're already struggling and you look to your, wherever you are, right or left, and you see that challenge is right there. There's no walking. There's nothing. It's right there. You're ready to go. I could see where you would go like, okay, we're just going to do this.
Yeah.
I could see that.
But I think teams realize they went, oh, this is too hard. Anyway, Ricky and Cesar are in second, but the first time they didn't read the clue correctly.
Because I said, wait a minute.
Yeah.
They're supposed to have two balloons. Two sets.
And they did not.
I go, why do they got to go all the way there and then go all the way back at the balloons?
You know, my opinion is of this team so far. They're too concerned about finishing in first place.
Yes.
putting too much pressure on themselves. Okay, you're in second place. Nothing. At the beginning of the race, there's nothing wrong with finishing in second place.
And many teams, well, not many, but there are several teams that didn't get a lot of first place and then ended up being the top three, too. Yeah.
So
you can't base it on that, because all that matters is that you're first at the end.
Yeah, the key to the amazing race
is never be last.
Never be last.
And then be first at the end.
Be first at the end and just keep racing. Yeah. But they're so concerned and so stressed out over it. We'll see how it goes.
They're a good team.
They're a really good team.
That is going to put a little bit of difficulty.
But you have to read
the clues. Yes.
Let's see. Rod and Leticia ace the balloon challenge. Derek and Shalisa asked Ricky and Cesar bridge was.
Right.
And nothing.
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 Like crickets.
Yeah. Okay, you don't want to work. You know, that's okay. And they say, well, maybe next time. Because we want to finish in first.
Right.
Again, that to me is the beginning of the race. You have a big lead. You know, it was going, you know.
Telling them just to go a certain direction, that's going to make them be a certain place ahead of you.
I would say, it's up, it's that way, or no, go to your right.
I think I said this every time. I don't know if you said it every time. But if you're like in the last five spots of the race, okay, maybe you're a little more different now.
Right.
Or the last four, maybe you're a little different about sharing things. But at this stage,
if I know I'm in like 10th place and there's 12, and they're the 12th place team, I'm probably not going to tell
them. That's your point.
I say, hey, sorry guys, it's too close. But you're in second place,
right? Oh, you think you're in first,
and they're in third place,
right?
So it's like, but they wanted to win first, and I get it. You always, you know, because you want to go on those trips and stuff like that, but.
I don't know, guys. They won the first trip. They didn't look excited, did they?
No.
Okay.
But if they have a double U-turn somewhere,
you're right.
You're putting a target on your back. Plus, you're a good team, and you're being kind of snotty.
Yeah.
All right. Next week, listen to us. The first four teams all did the balloon challenge,
which I thought, besides the running around the heat and humidity, I thought that was an easy challenge.
Yeah, I thought so too. As the Pacoli brothers drop their clue, luckily for them, the guy they asked directions from
saw it
and picked up and gave it. Oh, dude, we're going to need this, aren't we?
I was waiting for you to say
that. No way. You look like a clown. I do.
Help me, people. Help me. I got the next how many more legs do I have?
I can't help it. It's just what I do. It's almost like Michael Scott doing it, but it's all right. Luckily, the guy, face painting challenge is the next one. So Michael and Michelle and Sean are lost, and that seems to be
their story of their leg.
Yeah. Sunny and Busy choose the color correction, and they're doing it till the end. They're firefighters. They're doing it.
Yeah, because at the stage where they were at, because they were there a long time, like how many teams? I think three teams,
four teams came and then left. Yeah.
At that stage, they you have either you in or you're out, and so they decide to stick it in and stay there. So
yeah, I kind of see it, but at some point I'm like, okay, we could be the last team. You know, there's no other teams coming there. Every team went. I'm gonna say, okay, we got to switch. You know how?
Right.
It just seemed like they were there for a long time, and they only did two attempts.
True. Oh, that's right. So, you're right. They did only do two attempts.
They were struggling, but they.
And you have to look at anyway. That one, I wouldn't have done that one, especially if you look at the sun. Blah blah blah. No.
Yeah. Let's see. The Spicoli Bros switch right away. Dude, this is too complicated.
Yeah, way too complicated. I was surprised they chose it. They're gonna be the last team if they stay there and do that. I'm not trying to put them down like that, but they just don't have the patience to go through and watch all that.
Yeah.
And do all that.
No, and I'll be honest, I couldn't do it.
No.
I
wouldn't want to do it. I don't know.
I'd be like, color thing.
And I have a pretty good notice things pretty easily, more than you do, but I wouldn't. Balloons. I said right away, balloons.
Balloons.
When they were showing the two things to do challenges, I'm like, balloons.
Because you know balloons aren't heavy.
Exactly. One.
You know, number one. Number two, it's just a matter of having
walking around.
There could have been some hills. There could have been that iguana bridge. Look at like it's pretty. There could have been some steps that.
Right.
I mean, it could have been more physical, but it was pretty easy.
With
besides, considering
yes,
for a physical challenge, it wasn't very.
I would agree.
And at this time, we're going to take a commercial break. All right, the pit stop. Once you get to the pit stop, it's at Richard Taylor's.
Elizabeth Taylor.
Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton's house.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, and they used to have to go across the bridge to avoid the paparazzi. Paparazzi,
yes. I don't know if it was the first time they were married or second, because they were married twice, right?
I thought they were married more than that. Were they married?
Not, she was married like eight times.
No, 7 times.
7 times?
Eight times, seven. I don't know. I didn't keep
track.
9 times? I don't know. She was out of my era of actresses.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She was gorgeous, but I didn't pay attention to how many times she was married.
And at the challenge, Derek is really sweaty, making it hard for Shalisa to put the makeup on.
I mean, it was literally like, I mean, it wasn't just him. Every single person that had to put the makeup on, they were all sweaty.
Yeah,
because you're sitting there, so now you're cooling down, so you're going to sweat.
Yeah.
And it was just dripping off his face. Like, they were trying to fix it. I felt bad. But again, what a great challenge. Again, not really physical.
No.
Where they could sit down. The other person has to stand, but at least you're standing still.
Right.
And you just get to do that. You kind of can get yourself composed and get that, you know, get your body ready to go for the next thing to get to the pit stop.
Exactly. Michelle and Sean skip the detour and go straight to the roadblock. And I'm like going, that's not a good thing.
Yes.
You know, it's like, is this Iguana Bridge?
And I was wondering when they did that. And then the other team came too, the cousins.
The cousins came over and they had the same.
And then they had to wipe the toilet because they couldn't finish that, and then go and then come back. They had to wipe that all off.
They would have to wipe it all off and start, because you have to start over again or you'd probably get some kind of penalty.
Oh, yeah. It'd
probably be like I don't know if it's a 2-hour penalty or something like that. I don't know what the penalty would have been, but it would have been a penalty. Danny tells Amber and Vinny where the clue box is, and I like it. He goes, we're not one of the strongest teams. We may need their help.
Yes.
And I think they will help us. I go,
yeah. That's the mom and son one, right?
Yeah, Angie and
Danny.
Well,
the kids, like, it was cool. Uncle Jerry has a little bit of a competitor guy because this guy did his own amazing races too, you know? But anyway, he's been, you know, he's a fan since he was a kid and watched it all. And he, you know, if you are a super fan, like, I believe
better
he
watch
is.
Out, Phil. And now I see why Phil got that hair transplant.
There you go.
Because he's worried about being replaced by Danny.
You can see where he knows how to play it well, and that was smart. Because we were not going to be the strongest, so we might need these guys later. That was a smart move.
That was a smart move because they aren't one of the strongest teams. But we shall see. They're pretty smart, though. I give them credit for that. Rod and Leticia, team number one, and right behind them is Ricky and Cesar, 1 and 2. And they're going to, where were they going?
Portugal? No, not Czechoslovakia. It was
Czechoslovakia.
Somewhere Spain, like Portugal or something like that. They didn't seem excited.
No, they didn't seem excited. It was like, okay.
Lisbon or something like
Lisbon, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Thanks, Phil. Thanks. We'll take the trip. I mean, maybe they were tired. They could have been tired.
Yeah, they could have been tired.
But Rick and Cesar.
Did you hear her say, she goes, she said something like, there was an indoor window. They're like, okay, you're not going to get anything else. So just be thankful for what you got today. Did you hear him and Phil laugh? Did you see that part?
Oh, I didn't see that.
You had to listen to that part. He said something. Yeah. You're not getting anything from when we get back home or something like that because I gave it all on or something.
Yeah, because she's saying, I'm not the athlete.
Yeah.
You're the athlete. And
I think it was more sexual there.
I know. But she was saying, you know, so that. But he's like, nope, I'm done. I'm tired.
Yes.
I'm going to bed.
Gave it all.
I gave it all. Let's see. Juan and Sean tell basically the cousins, all right, because they're talking to them. Hey, you messed up on the you know.
Yeah, he told me you're in the wrong spot. This is not the bridge.
No, it's not the bridge. This is Iguana Bridge.
No, it's not. And they're trying to do their challenge. Like I thought they were pretty nice. Like we want to, you know, let us sit and get our thing. Then you come talk to us.
Michelle and Sean were like listening. They go, yeah, this is Iguana Bridge.
It's not Iguana Bridge.
No, it's not an Iguana Bridge. And so. They didn't really say anything that they just got up and said, okay.
Yeah,
she kept painting.
She did. Then I think she realized she wiped it all off.
Yeah. So he goes, we got to go. They made a mistake and it almost cost them. But Angie and Danny, let's see. I already read that. Let's see.
I just told you I can't stand that.
She says I keep saying let's see. And if I am doing that too much.
You guys can have a drinking game. I bet he says it. Let's see.
Down it.
I bet you say it at least 25 times.
25 times? I could say and.
Well, you could say and our next. I don't know what you could say. And
moving on.
There you go. And moving on.
Angie is struggling with the heat.
I bet that heat was horrible.
Yeah. If I don't know where they're from, but if you're not used to humidity,
it's not a
good thing to be.
Like I always say, thank God I would never go outside in the summer here unless to the pool with the kids that you go in the morning, it's not bad. But when the humidity is bad, oh. Gosh.
All right, right now we got the pollen, which is bad.
Oh, I know. That's why we're all sounding so nasally and yes. yucky.
Derek and Shalisa are team number three. I like them.
I do, too. I really do.
They bicker a little bit, but I think it's competitive bickering.
They're the ones that have been together for 34 years,
yeah,
right?
they just kind of, you know, brush it off like, ah, whatever.
Well, they're both cops. So, you know, like they said, she's stubborn. I think you're just as stubborn, too. Like,
yeah.
People,
oh, yeah.
Like, when you say I'm stubborn, we go, you're stubborn.
I'm not stubborn.
What?
Let's see if I am. the firefighters should have switched the
challenge. Oh, my gosh. I just kept saying, why are you still doing this challenge?
They finally complete the detour, but I'm like, yeah, you should have switched.
Yeah,
but absolutely. I guess at that point, no. The cousins switch to balloons. Juan and Sean are team number four, and they seem a little more friendlier this week.
Yes.
A little more, maybe they probably talked maybe during the, when they had a little
break or something.
Yeah. Chris and Mary should switch to balloons, so they didn't want to do a physical challenge right away.
Right.
They realize, okay, I'm so confused. I just can't focus. We got to switch.
Right.
Michelle and Sean are very positive, like me.
Yes.
They're just very positive.
Oh, so positive like you. Yeah. Actually, you're pretty positive now.
Yeah, I know.
You're the new, gentler, kinder Jack.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Chris and Mary, Chris needs to stop, man. He needs to stop. And Chris says he has to throw up. And Mary, being compassionate, says, don't throw up on me. Get out of here.
I was thinking
get
about
away
her.
From me.
I mean, it's,
she reminds me of someone I'm sitting next to.
Whatever. I just think, you know, what a nice thing, dad and a daughter doing that together. You know, what a great relationship,
yeah.
You know, and I think it's awesome. But I think she would have done a better, I think she would have been in the race longer if she had somebody else.
Yeah, I don't think
because
that.
Because he just couldn't do it.
He just couldn't do it. He tried.
He did try.
He pushed through it.
He did push through it. And she was positive, and I think she knew it.
Yeah.
And, you know, she doesn't want to.
She was a little frustrated, though.
She was a couple of them.
If you're going to throw up, go over there.
Right.
Does she remind you of someone?
Who are you trying to say?
You.
I don't like throw up.
Yeah.
I'm there for everything else. Just can't do throw up.
Yeah. Doesn't bother me, but, you know, some people, you know, I got to throw up all by myself.
Some people doesn't bother. I'm sure I'm not the only one out there, please tell me this, that like the smell of throw up. I can't do it.
No one likes the smell. Do you think everyone goes, hey, it's throw up?
No, just right away, I'll start throwing up. I can't even the sound. Like when we're watching a show and they're doing that.
And they're more graphic now than
they used to be. I go, really? Come on now. I got to fast forward it. I can't stand even listening to
anyway,
it.
I felt bad for
I
felt bad
I know
for
I felt
Chris.
Bad for, yes
I felt bad for Chris. I mean, he's,
yes,
he struck me, and like they said, that every minute counts.
Yes.
And you can't
you can just see at the end she kind of was just like, okay, I'm just gonna, you know, be respectful.
I'm just gonna go the flow. It wasn't like last year
where she was always yelling at her dad, let's go.
And then finally dad said enough.
I know. I just felt bad. I was like, oh, she had a different partner. I think she went further in the race.
But I think it's something they wanted to do together.
Yeah,
and you have to respect that. I mean, obviously they didn't go as far as they would like to.
Right.
But I think they went further than...
I thought they were going to be out last week. So.
So...
Good for them.
Good for them.
They had a great attitude. And I always love people who are good sportsmanship.
Yeah.
So, and it was on their bucket list to say, hey, I would love to have said that I was an amazing race,
yeah,
even if I got out last. So... what a great thing.
Well, you're
to say.
Spoiling everyone that doesn't know that they finished in last that's listening to this podcast.
They know.
Biz was not painting correctly and she couldn't figure out what she was doing wrong. And that can be frustrating. Again, you just did a challenge that was driving you crazy.
Yes.
And now you're going to something that's probably a little simpler.
Yeah.
It didn't seem like it was that difficult.
Right.
But she was just not...
She wasn't getting the mouth and the teeth
and
everything right.
She was just like, okay, what am I doing wrong?
Right.
And once you start saying that...
It's in your head.
It's in your head. And it's just, again, like you said, just came from a challenge that was driving you crazy. And now you're having trouble painting. Spicoli brothers didn't know who Elizabeth Taylor was.
Well, that would make sense.
Dude! Who's Elizabeth Taylor?
What are they? They're probably in their early 20s.
Okay.
So...
Who doesn't know Elizabeth Taylor? Okay, I know actors from the 30s and 40s.
But you're a TV buff guy. Most of this generation, they're either watching it on TikTok,
is it
a show,
Scarlett Johansson?
Or, no. I don't think, it makes sense that they wouldn't know who Elizabeth Taylor is or Richard Burton.
I could see maybe Richard Burton, even though...
Elizabeth Taylor's been gone since before they were probably born.
I know, but she hung out with Michael Jackson.
She's one of the more
popular actresses of all time.
Yeah, but didn't she die in like the early 90s?
Yeah.
They were probably born in the early 90s.
All right. Do they
or late 90s?
Do they know who Jimmy Stewart is?
Probably not.
I bet you. If you've seen A Miracle,
no,
A Wonderful
I, no,
Life.
No, I bet, no. No, I, right. no.
We'll see if they have to go to I'm Jimmy Stewart's house.
I'm not surprised they don't know who Elizabeth is. It didn't surprise me.
Who's Jimmy? Jimmy.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway. You're not funny.
I don't know. It just struck me as crazy. Angie is dizzy, has to lay down, but fortunately, Danny read the clues, being a super fan. It doesn't say anything about her laying down, and he had to stop.
That was smart.
So he kept, I mean, yep.
We both said, God, isn't the cement hot?
Yeah, I said, you think, I know it's in the shade, but right, still, the cement, if you're trying to get your body to cool down.
Well, I think she was dizzy, so maybe laying flat.
Yeah.
Would stop the room from spinning.
Yeah, but.
But I would think, was that a medic that came in and gave her the ice pack?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was wondering what that was.
Yeah, I think so. So, anyway, Danny keeps painting.
Good for Danny to really.
Yeah, good job, Danny. Yvonne and Melissa are team number 5. Angie and Danny, team number 6. Hats off to them.
Yep.
Because they had a long way. It was a long way from the paint challenge.
Yes.
To the pit stop.
Yep.
And you had to pass all those famous people along the way. And the Spicoli brothers didn't know who they were. Amber and Vinny are team number 7. Spicoli brothers. Why couldn't the Spicoli brothers beat them to the mat?
I don't know.
Are they just too, you know, I was like, okay, we're cool. Team number 8. They don't seem like they have, they don't stress out.
Yeah, they don't.
No sense of urgency. Sonny and Biz, team number 9. But they are badasses, Phil, not hard asses.
Yes.
He goes, you're real hard asses. No, badass, Phil.
Well, badass does not mean that you're like a jerk.
Yeah.
So badass means you're bad.
You're bad, yeah. Yes. So anyway, Phil, you're
get your lingo right.
Get your lingo right because you got Danny who's pushing for your job. The cousins, team number 10, and team Double Dutch is team number 11, but they're struggling with their directions. That could be their downfall. Yeah, I mean, they kept getting lost. I mean, because they finished the paint challenge before. The cousins.
Yes, they did.
And I think maybe even before Sonny and Biz. I could be wrong.
Yeah, you might be right there.
But it took them forever to find the...
Yes, it did.
Unfortunately, Chris and Mary were the last team to arrive. They tried to do the editing like they left just as soon as the cousins.
They did.
But you can tell that there's no way they did because they were so far behind. But you gotta like their attitude. Chris did the best he could.
Yeah.
Probably... starting out in a heat challenge was not better for the older people.
No.
Because when you're, you know, you got not a heat challenge, but when you're in the, you know, hot weather, it's just...
And they're going to Columbia, which I'm assuming the weather's the same.
I would think so.
Yeah, so you're going to have another situation like that, you know. And I don't know when they're going. If they're going in the months, it's, you know, May, April, May, June, July, August. That place is just roasting.
Roasting? Like marshmallows.
But I'm assuming Columbia has the same kind of weather, because isn't that in that same area?
Yeah.
I'm really bad with geographics.
Yeah, it's the same area.
Geographics. Well, right, geography.
Same area. Same.
Where it's hot.
It's hot. Hot. Way. Then you go somewhere cold.
Do they? Well, hopefully they will. That'll be a lot easier to.
Yeah.
I'd rather be cold than hot. What would you rather be?
Cold and hot,
yeah. Yeah, because you can always put more layers on.
But you can't be too cold.
No, I'm not saying like freezing, but I'd rather be where I just put another jacket on than to not, because you can only take so much stuff off to cool down.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway,
that's
what my 2 cents.
We're naked team. And it's still hot. But anyway, that's all we got. We'll be back. Our goal is to record a Thursday this week because we got no grandkids.
And I'm on vacation starting Wednesday.
So we'll watch it.
Our son's big birthday. Yeah. Well, not a big one. It's his last year of his 30s.
39-year-old
son.
Jeez.
How'd that happen?
He's old. He's too old to be on the Amazing Race.
He's too old to be with us at our age. We're still in our 30s, aren't we?
Yeah, I am. At least I look like I'm in my 30s.
You do?
Sure.
Okay.
It's a podcast. They don't know what I look
like. That's true.
But that's all we got. This show is sponsored by patrons, and we're going to thank 4 patrons who reached a certain level, and it's Eckhart Rigner Gloffler, Maggie Magnificent, Joanne with a Planet, Ed, the Creepy Poopy Letter Carrier. Thanks for what you're doing. Thanks for everyone who listens to us. And thanks for making us the number 1 podcast on the Jay and Jack Podcasting Network. That's all we got.
Happy Easter, everybody. Hope you have a wonderful time with your families.
And just have fun. You don't have to kill someone to get an egg.
All right?
Because it can get violent.
It can get violent.
It can get violent. People get angry and say,
our grandson today was hiding his eggs and then finding him himself.
Yeah, but problem is he left like 3 eggs.
Yes, he did.
I said, you hid the eggs.
Where he goes, look, I found the eggs. I was like, you hid them.
He's only four.
I know, he's only four. He was excited.
He was excited.
Yes, you know. Anyway.
Well, wait till next Sunday when I don't hide his eggs.
Aww.
He's looking for his color, because they each get a color.
They each get a color.
So it's like...
That way they're all on top of each other, yeah, killing each other killing for each eggs. Other.
I get my eggs.
Yes.
But that's all we got. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye, everybody.
Dude.